This is Unit 18 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation in which a man and a woman talk about their families.
Це дуже гарна фотографія.
Це моя сім'я. Ось мій син, а ось моя дочка.
А це хто?
Це мій чоловік. Він інженер. Ми живемо в Києві.
Ось моя дружина. Вона лікар.
Гарна жінка. Дуже добра фотографія.
Дякую. Ми живемо в Одесі.
Ви зараз їдете в Одесу?
Ні, я їду в Київ.
А я їду у Львів.
Listen to it again.
Це дуже гарна фотографія.
Це моя сім'я. Ось мій син, а ось моя дочка.
А це хто?
Це мій чоловік. Він інженер. Ми живемо в Києві.
Ось моя дружина. Вона лікар.
Гарна жінка. Дуже добра фотографія.
Дякую. Ми живемо в Одесі.
Ви зараз їдете в Одесу?
Ні, я їду в Київ.
А я їду в Львів.
Do you remember how to say, I live in Odessa?
Я живу в Одесі.
Say, I live in Moscow.
Я живу в Москві.
Say, he lives in Kiev.
Він живе в Києві.
Say, she lives in New York.
Вона живе в Нью-Йорку.
Say, they live in London.
Вони живуть в Лондоні.
Here's Madrid. Listen and repeat.
Madrid. Madrid.
Now say, they live in Madrid.
Вони живуть в Мадриді.
Here's how to say, we live. Listen and repeat.
Ми живемо. Ми живемо.
Say, we live in Paris.
Ми живемо в Парижі.
Now repeat, Berlin.
Берлін. Berlin.
Say, we live in Berlin.
Ми живемо в Берліні.
Now suppose someone shows you a striking photograph. You say, that's a very lovely photograph. Listen and repeat.
Це дуже гарна фотографія. Це дуже гарна фотографія.
Say, lovely photograph.
Гарна фотографія. Гарна фотографія.
Your companion says, thank you, that's my husband. How does she say this?
Дякую. Це мій чоловік. Дякую. Це мій чоловік.
She continues, we live in London. Say this.
Ми живемо в Лондоні.
Now you produce a picture. How would she ask, is that your wife?
Це ваша дружина?
Answer, yes, she's a doctor.
Так, вона лікар.
Here's the word for engineer. Listen and repeat.
Інженер. Інженер.
You want to say, that's my daughter. Here's the word for daughter. Listen and repeat.
Дочка. Дочка.
Say, that's my daughter.
Це моя дочка.
Say, she's an engineer.
Вона інженер.
Try to say, she lives in Los Angeles.
Вона живе в Лос-Анджелесі.
Here's the word for son. Listen and repeat.
Син. Син.
Say, my son lives in Kiev.
Мій син живе в Києві.
Say, my son works in Kiev.
Мій син працює в Києві.
Say, my daughter works in Odessa.
Моя дочка працює в Одесі.
Suppose you want to show a picture and say, this is my family. Here's the word for family. Listen and repeat.
Сім'я. Сім'я.
Say, this is my family.
Це моя сім'я.
Suppose your Ukrainian guide is looking at her pictures. Ask her, is that your family?
Це ваша сім'я?
She says, yes, they live in Odessa. How does she say that?
Так, вони живуть в Одесі.
She has a picture of some people in a new car. Here is the word for car. Listen and repeat.
Машина. Машина.
Now say to her, that's a lovely car.
Це гарна машина.
How do you say, I'm going to Kiev?
Я їду в Київ.
He's going to Odessa.
Він їде в Одесу.
They're going to Kiev.
Вони їдуть в Київ.
We're going to London.
Ми їдемо в Лондон.
Ask, where are you going?
Куди ви їдете?
Did you get the right question word? Ask again, where are you going?
Куди ви їдете?
The word for to go that you've been using is
їхати.
This is correct for traveling specifically by vehicle. But for general travel inside the city, most Ukrainians use a second word
іти,
unless some vehicle is specifically mentioned. Here are some examples. Listen and repeat. I'm going to a restaurant.
Я іду в ресторан. Я іду в ресторан.
Say, I'm going, using this new word.
Я іду. Я іду.
Suppose your Ukrainian colleague sees you in the hall. She wants to know if you're going to a meeting. Here's how she asks, are you going to the meeting? Listen and repeat.
Ви йдете на збори? Ви йдете на збори?
How did she ask, are you going?
Ви йдете? Ви йдете?
Ask, are you going to the meeting?
Ви йдете на збори?
No, I'm going to the bank. Listen and repeat.
Ні, я іду в банк.
Did you notice that it was
на
when you talked about going to a meeting, but
в
when you talked about going to the bank? Although there are exceptions, generally Ukrainian uses
на
when your destination or location is a function, like a concert or a meeting, and
в
when your destination or location is a place, like a city, a store, or an office. Say, for example, I'm going to a concert.
Я іду на концерт.
Now say, I'm going to the bank.
Я іду в банк.
Say, tonight I'm going to a concert.
Сьогодні ввечері я іду на концерт.
How do you say hotel?
Hotel.
Say, I'm going to the hotel.
Я іду в готель.
Say, I'm going to the opera. It's considered a function, so use
на.
Я іду на оперу.
Here's how to say he's going. Listen and repeat.
Він іде. Він іде.
Ask, where is he going?
Куди він іде? Куди він іде?
Say, he's going to a concert.
Він іде на концерт.
Say, she's going to the opera and ballet theater. This would be a place, not a function, so use
в.
Вона іде в театр опери та балету.
Ask, are you going to the concert?
Ви йдете на концерт?
How do you say papers or documents?
Документи.
Say, those are my papers.
Це мої документи.
The phrase, my papers, illustrates the basic plural sound in Ukrainian, which is an
I
sound. How do you say, Those are my documents.
Це мої документи.
Here's newspaper. Listen and repeat.
Газета. Газета.
Now, how would you say the plural newspapers?
Газети. Газети.
Here's the word for magazine. Listen and repeat.
Журнал. Журнал.
Say magazines.
Журнали. Журнали.
Other plurals are made with
I
or
ї
sounds. You'll learn these as you go along. How do you say comrade?
Товариш.
For the plural, you add an
I
sound. Say comrades.
Товариші.
Colleagues.
Колеги.
That's my photograph.
Це моя фотографія.
Those are my photographs.
Це мої фотографії.
Now, let's review the names of the days of the week. Say Sunday.
Неділя.
Saturday.
Субота.
Friday.
П'ятниця.
Thursday.
Четвер.
Wednesday.
Середа.
Tuesday.
Вівторок.
Monday.
Понеділок.
And how do you say hello?
Здравствуйте.
Suppose you're looking for a certain person. You go to his office and greet the receptionist. Say, good morning.
Доброго ранку.
Say, I need Mr. Petrenko.
Мені потрібний пан Петренко.
Ask, is he here now?
Він зараз тут?
She answers with something you don't understand. Say, please speak more slowly.
Будь ласка, говоріть повільніше.
She repeats, and you realize she's saying he's at lunch. Referring to the main meal eaten at noon, say, he's having dinner.
Він обідає.
How do you say they're having breakfast?
Вони снідають.
Say, we have supper at 7 o'clock.
Ми вечеряємо о 7 годині.
The ballet begins at 9 o'clock.
Балет починається о 9 годині.
Ask, When does it end, referring to the ballet?
Коли він закінчується?
Say, I don't know.
Я не знаю.
I don't understand.
Я не розумію.
I need a ticket.
Мені потрібний білет.
Ask, where is the ticket window, please?
Вибачте, будь ласка, де каса?
You might also use this phrase in a train station. Do you remember how to say train station?
Вокзал.
Suppose you're in the station. Ask, excuse me, is that the train to Odessa?
Вибачте, це поїзд в Одесу?
Answer, I think so.
Я думаю, що так.
Do you remember the numbers? Count from 16 to 20. Say 16.
16.
17.
17.
18.
18.
19.
19.
20.
20.
Say 24.
24.
35.
35.
42.
42.
Ask, do you read English?
Ви читаєте по-англійськи?
Say, I need an interpreter.
Мені потрібний перекладач.
Ask, where does the excursion begin?
Де починається екскурсія?
Ask, have you already eaten breakfast?
Ви вже снідали?
Say, she has already had dinner.
Вона вже обідала.
They have already had supper.
Вони вже вечеряли.
He was reading the newspaper. Newspaper is a
вона
word, so don't forget to change the ending.
Він читав газету.
Say, thank you.
Дякую.
This unit of Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1 provides reading practice. If you're doing the readings now, take your owner's manual and reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 18. In this unit, we'll continue with some signs you'll see above storefronts in Ukraine, showing what each store sells. Some of these words you'll also see on menus. Number one means wine. Read it aloud.
Вино.
Number two means juice. Read number two.
Сік.
Read number three, which means coffee.
Кава.
Number four means tea. Read this.
Чай.
Number five means fruit. Note the plural ending. Read number five.
Фрукти.
Read number six, which means vegetables.
Овочі.
Read number seven, bread.
Хліб.
The last letter sounds more like a P than a B. Read number seven again.
Хліб.
Number eight means milk, but you'll also find other dairy products and eggs in a store with this sign. Read number eight.
Молоко.
Number nine means fish. Read nine.
Риба.
Read number ten, meat.
М'ясо.
Number 11 means foodstuffs or groceries in general. It designates a larger food store. Read number 11.
Продукти.
You may need a drugstore for medicines. Read number 12, which is related to the word apothecary.
Аптека.
You might find gifts under either of the next two signs. Read number 13, souvenirs.
Сувеніри.
Now read number 14, which says gifts.
Подарунки.
If you need a newspaper or a magazine, find a stand with number 15 above it. Read number 15, magazines.
Журнали.
Number 16 is books. Read 16.
Книги.
Number 17 means ice cream, which is sold all over the country, even in winter, from little booths on the street like newsstands. Read number 17.
Морозиво.
Number 18 is a sign you'll see in restaurants, museums, and theaters. It means coat check room. Checking your coat in such places is a strictly observed custom. Read number 18.
Гардероб.
This is the end of Unit 18.